Welcome back.
Hi.
Hi. We left this wine in the car for all of 5 minutes, and it's warm.
Mm-hmm. But spitters are quitters, so we're not.
Basically, welcome to Arizona in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is our first consecutive week of just
all
it's above 105 every day.
I'm suffering.
Yeah, me too. I don't have AC in my car.
That is another level of hell.
I know. I'm just scared it's going to be, like, $2,000 to fix. And, you know, I'm like, I'd rather go to Europe than fix my AC. So, I don't know.
Maybe you could get, like, a swamp cooler that you can, like, plug into the cigarette lighter in your car.
I mean, maybe, but I was told that wearing a wet towel, like, in the car, like, as the hot air is blowing, it's the same
You're
technology.
Too bougie for that.
My car has no AC.
I just can't imagine, like seeing you, like, with a wet towel at your head.
It's what they did before AC in cars was a thing.
I'm so glad I was born in the era of AC.
It wasn't that long ago when cars didn't have AC. Isn't that insane?
Not in my lifetime.
I know, but it wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
Like, my parents, their first cars didn't have air conditioning in them.
I'm sure my parents' first cars didn't either. And my dad lived in Arizona. That sucks for him.
I know. Anyways, do you want to talk about,
got this one from my new job.
Yes.
My new job that happens every single week.
Yes.
No, but this one's awesome.
Fine.
The job.
Or both.
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm very happy so far, but this is our Fumé Blanc, which basically just means oak-aged soft blanc, which was news to me. I didn't know that was something that had its own name.
I've seen it on bottles before, but I didn't know that we had one. This is also an Arizona wine.
Yeah.
Arizona wine. What was the last one we had was Brooke, right? From Vino Stash. That's the only Arizona wine that we've had on here, I think. Right?
Yeah. I think that's the only one.
Yeah. This is a bigger producer in the state. I don't know who the winemaker is, but...
His first name is Jeff. I don't remember his last name. The owner is Scott. Different Scott.
Okay.
They were very easy names for me to remember.
Great. Love it. Oh, okay. Well, now that the 30 seconds of talking about wine is done, let's get into it. Actually, wait. Before we get into our planned stuff that we had, I used to say, we've talked ad nauseum about it, maybe. I feel like we have.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
I'm very horny. So it's celibacy is a delicacy, yes, but it's
let's
been,
find
it's
your boyfriend.
Been, it's been 7 years, Sage.
Let's find
years.
Your boyfriend.
And I don't want a man just to have sex with me. I don't want to just have sex with someone. I want to be worn like a ring pop. I want to be brass knuckles, Pandora bracelet. You know, like.
Okay, I think that could probably be it.
Maybe not Pandora, because the fisting is a whole different vibe that I don't think I'm really into yet, but...
I mean, that's a big piece of matter in a small space, so...
I mean, like, women give birth to children, so...
Yeah, but that's not exciting.
No, it's exciting, but I mean...
To give birth?
No, like, the miracle of life. It's, yeah, of course. But, like, you know, small spaces, a baby is even more...
Yeah.
I would say, invasive, then...
I'd probably agree. Yeah. Yeah, well, all right.
What are we doing?
Operation Find Jacob a Boyfriend.
It'll happen when it happens, but...
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that.
What?
That you're horny.
Mm. But, like, who isn't, though?
Yeah.
So, like, I can't be like, poor me, even though I am. But, just had to throw it out there.
All right, well, now we're doing Guess That Recipe.
Yes. I have never seen anybody do this before.
I have. I'm, again, pulling from the Jen and Julian podcast.
Okay.
Because their podcast was super funny. So I thought we could give it a gander. Plus, you guys can, like, guess along, which kind of makes it more interesting to listen to.
Ready, guys? Okay, wait. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first? Wait.
Let's just switch off.
Can I go first?
So
you can see what...
I think we went about this in a very different way. I just pulled recipes from, like, Pinterest... And you use ChatGPT, so we might be on very different journeys.
I'm just excited to hear you, or for you to hear what ChatGPT had to create for me. Okay, it's not a dish, it's an architecture. Bechamel, ragu, and pasta strata come together in a culinary edifice from Emilia-Romagna.
Okay, Chad, like, get it together.
That's all. That's all. That's all you have.
Wait, can you say it one more time?
It's not a dish. It's architecture. Bechamel, ragu, and pasta strata come together in a culinary edifice from Emilia Romagna.
I don't know what half those were.
But the dish, like, once I tell you what it is, you're gonna be like,
is it just like spaghetti?
You're very close. I think it's architecture.
Ravioli? Lasagna.
Yeah. Okay, your turn.
That was like, that was mean.
They're all like that, so.
Okay, well, can't wait. Let's see.
Can you do like, not a fuck ass one first?
Yeah, this is like, well, it's like kind of fuck ass, but, because none of mine were like, nor, like, okay, my goal of this was just finding stuff that everybody has heard of, but like when you hear the ingredients, you'll get confused.
Okay.
Okay. This one is 2 cups of water, 1 3-ounce package of instant ramen noodles, 2 tablespoons garlic powder, 2 tablespoons onion powder, 2 tablespoons ground ginger, salt, and ground black pepper to taste. That's it.
That's it?
Don't think too hard.
Can I get a hint? Is it Thai?
Yeah. Here's your hint. I said the name of it in the
just
recipe.
Just ramen?
Close enough. It's literally top ramen. This is a recipe for top ramen because this person felt the need to write this whole thing just because they felt like the spice packet was like had carcinogens in it.
Oh, okay.
But you still use the top ramen noodles.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I was confused at first. I was like, so it's just a doctored recipe for
top ramen.
A more homemade top ramen.
Yeah, that was pretty fuck ass.
Okay. I mean, it's not. You're not, like, reading off the ingredients of, like, bolognese or anything. I don't know.
All right, like, your turn. ChatGPT to torture me again.
Okay. With origins predating agriculture, this Levantine spread unites tahini and legumes, and it's sometimes garnished with sumac or...
hummus?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, it's hummus.
Guys, I'm good at this. Okay. No cheating. I hate that on, like, all recipes... that are online, you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom to... Okay, there we go. 2 cups cooked and prepared rice. 8 crab sticks. 2 tablespoons of Japanese mayonnaise. 1 medium avocado. 1 Persian cucumber. Nori sheet. 4 tablespoons of white sesame seeds.
Crab roll?
Yeah, but it has a specific name.
I don't know the name specifically.
You will when you think of it.
Really?
This is usually... it has fake crab.
Yeah, but... I don't know the names. All the sushi places just say crab roll.
No, I don't. This is like on every menu.
California roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Oh, my turn. A modern descendant of 13th century cheese and pasta pairings, this stovetop staple often includes emulsified cheddar and elbow-shaped conduits.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah. Elbow-shaped conduits.
Yeah, I honestly blacked out the rest. I heard that, and I was like, oh, mac and cheese. Okay, this might be the most fuck-ass one to the point where it's a WikiHow article, not an actual recipe.
Is it like a video game recipe? Like,
no, it's something that's real, but it's just something that you would probably never make, like, homemade. Like, you would always just buy it already done.
Okay.
Okay, 1 tablespoon rice flour, 1 tablespoon potato starch, 1.5 tablespoons of water, and a pinch of salt. And that is all.
Rice flour, potato starch, water, and salt.
That's it?
It's giving, like, tapioca.
That's it, I guess.
A little bit, but...
tapioca's sweet, though.
Yeah. But what's the... shit... I don't know, like, oobleck?
I don't know what oobleck is.
You know what oobleck is?
No.
No, that's cornstarch and water. Never mind.
Oh, like slime?
Well, no, oobleck is the stuff where, like, when you touch it, it's solid.
Oh, I've made that
before. It flows like a liquid. Yeah.
The last time I made that, I was drunk as fuck.
What a fun item to play with when you're drunk.
We were just, like, hammered, and we were like... let's make that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff.
And then we threw it all over the place and made a gigantic mess.
Potato starch, rice flour. Is it a type of pastry?
No.
That you would, no?
This is, it's another Asian food. But it's just like one component. You would never eat it by itself.
Oh, shit, girl, I don't know.
You're gonna hate me. It's rice paper.
I didn't know potato starch was in rice paper.
Me neither. All right, your turn.
Interesting. Okay. A Neapolitan invention with Maillard-kissed edges and a foundation often debated over in pineapple discourse.
In pineapple discourse?
Yes.
The Dole Whip?
No. A Neapolitan invention.
So is this a Neapolitan ice cream?
A Neapolitan invention with Maillard-kissed edges and a foundation often debated over in pineapple discourse.
Pineapple upside down cake?
No. A Neapolitan invention.
Why are you emphasizing? The only thing I can think of is Neapolitan ice cream.
No. Okay, so a Neapolitan invention with Maillard-kissed edges and a foundation often debated over in pineapple discourse. Pineapples debated about being a topping on what?
Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Neapolitan, yes. That's why.
That was the weirdest way pizza has ever been described.
I'm telling you, you're gonna hate the rest of these. So excited for you.
How is pizza even Neapolitan?
Because it's the foundation often debated over. Like, there's two regions in Italy that claim that they both invented pizza.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Naples, Napoli, Neapolitan. And then, I forget the other one. I feel like it's like Rome, honestly. I feel like that's the other one that claims. So, yeah, your turn. And then Maillard-kissed edges, I thought was so hilarious. Do you know what that means?
No.
So like,
you have a better vocabulary.
No,
than me.
But like the Maillard reaction, this is just like a stupid science-y nerd thing. Maillard reaction describes when sugars in like dough or bread or even in like veggies, like when it starts to caramelize and brown. And then the Maillard reaction starts at browning, and then when you see black and it's burnt, yes, it's burnt, but it's just over caramelized. It's like a,
I think
it's
I
to the
out.
Furthest point of the Maillard reaction can go. That's what Maillard means. Just so you know.
That's really cool. Okay, this has a lot of ingredients.
Okay.
Half a cup sour cream, half a cup mayonnaise, half a cup milk or buttermilk, 1 tablespoon chopped fresh chives, 1/2 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/2 teaspoon dried parsley, 1/2 teaspoon dried dill, 1/4 teaspoon onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon ground black pepper, 1 tablespoon lemon juice.
Sour cream and onion dip?
Nope.
Tzatziki?
Nope.
But
it's a sauce.
Yeah.
This is your hint. This is another thing that you would almost never, like, make. You pretty much would always buy it. Done.
That's buttermilk, sour cream. What was the other dairy product?
Buttermilk, sour cream, mayonnaise. That's the surprising ingredient to me. I wouldn't have guessed that.
It's a dip, right? Of sorts.
Yeah. It could be a dip, or it's used for a lot of things in America. Definitely a staple.
Like, when you list out the ingredients, I've tasted this before, but I just...
Oh, there's 100% every single human being that's listening to this has tasted this.
Ranch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ranch dressing.
Okay. The onions threw me off. I feel like I never see it. I guess...
It's onion powder, though.
I thought you said chives.
Yeah, chives. Because there's like little green chunks in ranch dressing. Like, have you ever had homemade ranch?
I've never seen chives in it, though.
I guess I
like
don't...
the herbs, yeah. The parsley or whatever, for sure.
Huh.
But I haven't seen, like, the little green onions, the little tiny guys. I've never seen that in ranch.
Well, Andy Ann puts chives in her
ranch. It's probably really good. Ranch.
It's probably really good. We should make that.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you an easier one. I feel like this one should be kind of clear once...
I think I'm pretty bad at this.
We'll see. Okay. Dusty with the bitterness of Dutch processed darkness, this no-bake Italian dish relies on espresso for its backbone and mascarpone for its body.
I know what it is, but I can't remember the name.
Every Italian restaurant has this on their dessert menu.
No, I know exactly what it is, and I love it. But I'm just like, I'm having a moment.
Well, clearly you don't love it that much since you don't...
No, I do. It's the coffee, like, cream cake thing.
Mm-hmm.
It
has, like, lady fingers in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I feel like an idiot. My mom always makes fun of me for liking it. But me and my dad...
It's good.
Like it. It's good, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, like, I literally have it in my brain, and I can hear my mom saying, I can't believe you like... But I can't remember what the word is. Tiramisu!
Yes. Okay. Your turn.
I just, like, can't think these days. Like, at all. It's because I went on a bender last week.
Birthday bender.
We have more to talk about than just recipes, don't worry.
Okay. Are you talking to me or the...
Everybody.
The ghosts. You have a ghost job. She's a...
Oh, one of my many new jobs.
Yes.
I got another new job that I didn't even tell you about.
Oh.
I'm starting tomorrow
Pink,
at
9:30. Pink Pony Club?
Yeah, Pink Pony. Oh, I did tell you about that. Mm-hmm. That sounded like really... I'm literally just cleaning...
Not like the actual Pink... No. I just call it the Pink Pony Club because it's
That's
called the
name
Pink
of
Pony.
It, but it's setting up for bachelorette parties.
What a great name for a bachelorette.
And
Pink Pony Club? Yeah.
And they had that before the song came out.
Oh.
I was like,
oh my God.
I was like, what a happy accident. Can I make the red wine supernova tasting package?
Yeah. Wait, no, that's
marketing. And they said I could do that. So.
Marketing.
Okay.
If you ever need extra hands for your wine tastings, that'd be fun.
Of course.
Honestly. We should, like, do an entrepreneurial thing where we set up our own wine tasting packages and, like, travel.
Well, that's what one of my coworkers does. But I think it's kind of hard to, like, market, so that's why I was, like, trying to use somebody else's established business. I tried to get on Airbnb Experiences, but they, like, hate me for some reason and never approve my listings. So I'm working on it.
Well, my mom's church people have an obsession with, like, wanting to do a wine tasting. So I have at least 8, like, different sessions that we could do.
Bark up that tree.
Yeah.
Charge them $200 each. I mean, for 2 people. Like, for a private tasting for 2.
Well, no, we're thinking, like they want it.
They
want
to do 8 people in one.
Well, like, their Bible studies on, like, Sunday or Monday nights.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Heck yeah.
Like,
heaven yeah.
Yeah. Okay, recipe.
Okay. 1/2 cup apple cider vinegar, 2 tablespoons water, 2 tablespoons soy sauce, 1 tablespoon brown sugar, 1 teaspoon mustard powder, 1/4 teaspoon onion powder, 1/4 teaspoon garlic powder, 1/4 teaspoon cinnamon, and ground black pepper to taste. This is a really weird one, but I get a free pass because I've actually made this before in foods class in high school.
It is an Asian condiment. This isn't something that you eat.
It is a condiment. I don't know if it's... I wouldn't call this Asian. I would call this American.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But also, I'm uncultured, so...
Wait, apple cider vinegar, brown sugar...
Water,
soy sauce,
mustard, powder, onion powder, garlic powder, ground cinnamon, black pepper. I remember making this in high school and being, like, shook with, like, what was actually in it.
I don't know. Should any of those ingredients be, like, a dead giveaway?
No. Maybe the brown sugar. But also, I would venture to guess this is not something that you've consumed recently.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were at a steakhouse.
I have no idea.
This is my last hint, then I'll tell you. This sauce is an ingredient in steak sauce.
Hoisin sauce? Worcestershire.
I don't even know.
Wishushu. Homemade Worcestershire. Okay.
Worcestershire. That's what I thought it was.
Interesting. I didn't know that Worcestershire had components. I thought it was just...
It was just a
Worcestershire
thing.
Like soy. Like, this soy sauce is just soy sauce.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I almost did soy sauce as a recipe.
It's just fermented soy.
Yeah.
Right?
My plan fell apart. But, yeah, no, and the homemade version's really good. Like, I remember it being, like, fucking good when we made it.
I also haven't had just Worcestershire on its own. Never.
And
actually, now that I think about it, never.
I almost included steak sauce because I was at Texas Roadhouse, like, last week, and I tried the steak sauce for the first time, and then I was like, this is nasty, like, what the fuck is in here? One of the ingredients is raisins in regular steak sauce, and, like, A1.
Why?
No, I was really offended by it.
Does it taste, like, pruney?
Yeah.
Because of the raisins?
And I hate raisins.
Really? You hate raisins?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the California, like, red box raisins, you wouldn't eat those?
I don't know.
I love raisins. Even, like, a trail mix? What about craisins?
Raisins can, like, live.
Dried cherries, like any other dried fruit?
Dried fruit's fine. I just hate raisins.
Huh.
Maybe I just ate too many of them when I was a kid. Like, that specific, like, box kind. All right, your turn.
Okay. Combining Aztec legacy with colonial imports. This soup is a collision of maize-based crispness and lime-kissed broth, garnished with avocado's buttery cousin.
It must be like corn soup of some kind.
You're very close.
Like cream corn soup?
Corn is made into something.
Is it elote?
Elote is just corn with the fixings on top. Corn is a main ingredient in, like, a Latin American, like, special.
It's a tortilla. Corn tortilla.
Well, no, but tortilla is just part of the dish.
Okay, I got really caught up on the corn.
Combining Aztec legacy with colonial imports, this soup is a gin of maize-based crispness and a lime-crisp broth, garnished with avocados, buttery
tortilla
cousin.
Soup?
Yes.
Okay.
This soup is a...
I'm like, I don't know, a taco?
Okay. Next.
This one's not fuck ass. Okay. This is just one of the, like, three things that I know how to make. And so I wanted to showcase my own cooking abilities. Since you can make anything, I have my three things.
Okay. What is that? Shoot.
Milk, sugar, cornstarch, salt, vanilla, and butter. That's it.
Pudding?
Yeah. Vanilla pudding. Good job.
Love that. Hand rolled, pressed, or formed with a makisu. This vinegar delicacy may house tamago, teka, or tobiko, all within nori's embrace.
What the hell? Again, I didn't know what 60% of those words meant. Norwegian?
No.
Wait.
Hand rolled, pressed, or formed with a makisu. This vinegar delicacy may house tamago, teka, or tobiko, all within nori's embrace. Nori.
Oh, nori, like the sushi. So this has to be sushi.
Yeah.
I only know California roll.
Okay, well.
I'm vegetarian, this isn't fair.
You got pizza right, you got lasagna right.
Well, yeah, because I guess sushi can be vegetarian too, but just tell me, I'm not going to get it.
You got it.
Oh, it was just sushi?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were looking for like specific kind.
No, I think tamago, teka, and tobiko, I think those are different kinds of fish.
Oh, okay.
But in the, like the Japanese pronunciation of them, I think.
I don't know, I've only been to Uchiwon.
And then vinegar, because sushi rice is made with rice wine vinegar, right?
Yeah.
Or something like that?
I don't know.
I think, I don't know. Okay. Your turn.
I'm picking. This one's kind of mean. I mean, it's like a normal food, but only if you've been to certain parts of the world that I don't think you've been to. 4.5 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons salt, 2 cups of sour cream, 2 large eggs, and one egg yolk, 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil. For the filling, 8 potatoes, 1 cup shredded cheese, 2 tablespoons of processed cheese sauce, 1 pinch onion salt, and salt and pepper.
Damn. So it's a dough with a baked something with
a filling. Yeah. Oh, person robbed 3.3 miles away. Thank you, citizen.
What? And then, like, the filling is really eggy.
It's like potato, cheese, and, like, butter, basically. This food is so fucking good. And, like, whenever I visit this part of the world, I have to eat it.
Would it give it away if you told me where it's from?
No. But it would be for certain people. But I don't think for you, because I don't think you've been there. It's, like, it's the United States, like... Where I've had it is, like, rural Upper East. No.
No?
Rural Upper East Coast is where I've had it. But I think it's kind of a southern thing, too. It's, like, that whole region. But don't quote me on that or tell me I'm wrong, anybody. I'm just guessing.
Damn, I don't know.
But I also think you could get this at, like, Trader Joe's in a frozen version if you knew what you were looking for, or Costco. This is a pierogi.
Pierogi?
Yep.
I've never even heard that word before.
That's why I thought it was kind of mean, because I was just trying to think of obscure foods that were good.
Pierogi.
They're really, really good.
It sounds amazing. It kind of sounds like, well, I guess, remember that little appetizer, the potato cheese thing from Jamie's that Christopher made?
That was, like, kind of pierogi adjacent, but pierogies are, like, it's more like a, the packaging, not the packaging, the outside.
The pastry?
The pastry part. It's not, like, flaky, it's oily. It's like a ravioli. And then it's like filled with like potatoes and cheese and yumminess and fat.
I feel like the appetizers we had are more like cheese curd adjacent.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
New goal. Find pierogies.
Fine. Okay. This post-colonial hybrid fuses Mughal spice marinades with dairy-enriched tomato reduction. It is neither ancient nor street food, yet globally reviewed.
I'm just hung up on the not ancient or street food. Like, what could...
I mean, I think you could argue that it's street food.
Can you read it again?
Yes. This post-colonial hybrid fuses Mughal spice marinades with dairy-enriched tomato reduction. It is neither ancient nor street food, yet globally revered.
Cheese, tomato.
So...
Was it a fucking bagel bite?
No.
Or like a Hot Pocket?
No. Post-colonial hybrid.
okay, how is a bagel bite not a post-colonial breakfast?
It's, that's just not, a bagel bite is just a smaller bagel. It's not a post-colonial. Post-colonial hybrid fuses Mughal spice marinades with dairy-enriched tomato reduction. It is neither ancient nor street food, yet globally revered. So, British colonialism.
Okay.
One of the main areas that they had was India.
Okay.
So, post-colonialism in India, there is this, like, I say classic Indian dish, but I feel like it's more of an American thing.
I don't know if I can name one Indian dish.
I love Indian food.
I do too. Like, I...
Well, but, like, vegetarian, though, stuff.
No, they have a lot of vegetarian stuff, actually.
Oh, well,
a
true.
A lot of people
but
are vegetarian.
But, like, in American, we use a lot of the curries, like, with animal protein.
With, like, okay, whatever the
So you wouldn't know this dish because there is a an animal protein in it. But it's, like, an American, like...
Is it like a, my brain's not working. I can see it in my mind. A samosa?
Samosa?
Yeah.
Oh, the little stuffed things
yeah.
with, like, the falafel kind of vibe?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I was about to say close, but, like, it's, like, no, it's not close.
I'm
so, dairy-enriched tomato reduction. So it's, like, a red curry.
This is too complicated. I need 3-ingredient dishes. I don't think I can... The only Indian foods I can name are, like, curry and, like, rice. Like, I'm terrible. I'm giving up.
Butter chicken.
I wouldn't have been able to get that. Giving me meat dishes is cheating.
You've gotten... I've given you 2 other meat dishes.
Pizza and...
Lasagna.
Those can be vegetarian.
And sushi.
All of them. Can
Tortilla
be.
Soup.
Yeah, that one, I don't think I've seen a vegetarian version.
You also... First of all, you also didn't get tiramisu, so...
Well, I had, like, the image in my mind, I just couldn't remember what it was called.
Okay.
Sorry.
Your turn.
Alright. I have 2 more. I only want to do 1 more. They're both desserts.
Okay. You only want to do 1?
Or how many more do you have?
I have 2.
Okay, perfect. Okay, well, this one, I guess. Both of these are, like, not that hard, I don't think. Pardon me while I scroll. Where is this recipe? Okay. 1 3/4 cup granulated sugar. 1 cup and 2 tablespoons of cake flour. Salt. 12 large egg whites at room temperature. 1.5 teaspoons of cream of tartar. 1.5 teaspoons of pure vanilla extract. Optional confectioner's sugar for dusting.
Okay. Cake flour. Shitload of egg whites. Is it angel food cake?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
Leavened with chemical agents rather than yeast, this breakfast item may be buttermilk enhanced, flipped on cast iron, and buttered
it's
in stacks.
It's pancakes.
Yeah.
Pancakes, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow, ChatGPT is just really, like, playing this game.
That's the only one out of the 10 so far that you've gotten right off the bat.
Yeah, well, it was, like, the griddle, like, what else is it gonna be?
Okay. Oh, you can cook lots of things on a cast iron.
Yeah, but it said flapjacks, too. Right?
Did it really?
Yeah. Okay. 1/2 cup unsalted butter. 6 ounces bittersweet chocolate chopped. Not chocolate chips. It's just chocolate. 2 large eggs. 2 large egg yolks. 1/4 cup granulated sugar. 1/8 teaspoon salt. 2 tablespoons all-purpose flour. This is another one of the 3 things I know how to make.
Chocolate souffle?
No, but it's close.
Brownies?
No. It also requires ramekins.
And it's not a souffle?
It's, like, souffle adjacent.
Chocolate lava cake.
You got it.
Yeah. Okay, last one. Its duality is revealed through its surface tension.
Okay. Creme brulee.
Silk. How did you get that from this?
Well, what else could it possibly be besides that or chocolate lava cake?
How did you get that through?
Surface tension.
I would not have gotten that from that.
What?
Like, when I read it and it said surface tension, I was like, that's fucking dumb. Like, who's gonna understand that?
Well, but its duality is, like, what? Like, what else could it possibly be?
Yeah, and then it said after torch sugar on top, soak an egg custard beneath. You need both a ramekin and a spoon. Yeah.
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 Hell yeah.
We did it.
I think we did great.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was honestly surprised I got the angel food cake.
Like, yeah, I thought that one was gonna be harder. But I think it's the 12 egg whites.
I was about to say meringue. But
yeah,
then I was like, flour. I don't know. I watch a lot of Claire Saffitz on YouTube. Love Claire Saffitz.
I think
Do
if you would have... No. I think if you would have given me this list, I would have been, like, sat here for 2 hours, like, trying to figure these out. Like, I think you did a good job, is what I'm saying.
Oh, thanks.
Which is what I predicted, because I thought you know more about food than I do.
Well, but, like, you gave me ranch.
Yeah, but, like, who fucking knows what's in ranch?
I mean, I guess I should have, like, taken a little bit of a hint when you said buttermilk, because there's, like, a hot debate about, like, buttermilk-based ranches versus regular ranches, or...
People need to grow up.
I guess buttermilk is, like, the ranch style, but...
I used to work in an old folks' home, and it was my first job, and those old folks drank straight buttermilk. Like, when we would do breakfast, it would be, like, skim whole 2% buttermilk.
For what purpose?
I don't know.
What does that do?
Maybe it's yummy.
It's not yummy.
I never tried it.
Oh, it's not yummy.
I like whole milk.
Like, I've used buttermilk in some baking recipes as, like, a leavening agent. Like, baking soda reacts with buttermilk, like, because it's really acidic.
Yeah.
And buttermilk doesn't taste that nice.
Maybe it's, like, a form of Ensure for them, like, really high calorie.
Maybe. But it's also, like, the byproduct of making butter.
I don't know. Old people are weird. All right, next segment.
Oh, yeah. Wait, didn't we want to talk about, like, what things we wish existed?
Yes.
I would like to start off by saying I wish that the vampire, wizard, witch, mage universe existed, because then that would imply that mermaids also exist.
Wait, what you mean, like, you wish that those things existed in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you only really are here for the mermaids.
Well, and plus also with all those things existing, it would also imply that Greek mythology is real.
Maybe. Yeah, because that's where all that stuff comes from.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, like, Olympus, just, like, being up in the clouds. Like, it's, like, a dream of mine.
Then you could, like, pray to Zeus. You could have your Hercules moment.
I mean, like, I don't think I would pray because, like, they're just as fucked up as we are, you know, according to all the mythology. But it would be really cool to be a demigod. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
To be, like, possessed by a beautiful orb ghost.
I think a demigod means, like, one of your parents is a god and one of them isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One's immortal, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I
would die. So you just wish that vampires / ghosts, or I mean not ghosts, vampires / like,
yeah, because, like, that was real. Because, like, I could be a part of, like, any of those. I would love to be turned into a vampire.
We've already established this. Me too.
Yeah. I would love to, like, live the pipeline of, like, every Netflix witch series where there's, like, a chosen one that's, like, in college and, like, discovers that they have magical powers.
Oh, yeah.
And then they find this, like, hidden world within the earth that, like, they can practice their magic in. Oh my god. Like,
I couldn't agree more.
But live, laugh, and love to be a part of that. And then, like, they're just like, well, you have to choose between living with your family forever or committing yourself to witchery, and you just have to leave everything that you know behind. I'd be like, yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Because, like, when you cross over, then, like, everyone's memory of you is, like, wiped and erased so that you can go and, like, be a witch. And in some universes, like...
In all the shows that I've seen, witchcraft specifically is genetic.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's, like, your family is in on it, too.
Mm. I would like for them not to be, but, you know...
My family can be in on
it. I want it to be my thing. I don't want it to...
You don't want it to be their thing.
No, and my mother would not like it to be her thing, I don't think.
My mom wouldn't either. Like, she doesn't even like when we make jokes about, like, a Ouija board. She gets scared.
That's not witchcraft, though. That's, like...
That's a different thing.
That's hell shit.
Oh.
Right? Demons?
I don't know. She seems to think it's all the same, though. But
I mean, I guess, like, there's, like, spells and stuff you could do to, like, summon demons, but...
I don't want to summon any demons. I have enough of my own already. Okay. Okay. I took a very different approach to this, I think. As usual.
Okay.
I
love a different perspective.
I said, I wish that an app that could find all of your connections to a specific person using social media scraping. So, you know, like the 6 degrees rule, like the theory that you're never more than 6 connections away from any person. So, like, Taylor Swift, for example, or whoever, Billie Eilish. Like, there's no way that, like, you or I is more than 6 degrees away from her by just, like, people, like, somebody that you know that knows somebody that knows,
like,
somebody.
One of your mutuals has a mutual.
Has a mutual.
Has a mutual, has a mutual, has a mutual that, yeah, eventually leads to...
To that person. And I thought that this could be really useful for, like, networking for a job. Like, if you really want to get a job at, like, a specific company, you can figure out who the hiring manager is on LinkedIn, and then this program can, like, scrape and, like, figure out where you need to go, like, within your own network to reach that person. That's how you could market it anyway, but the crazy bitches like me would use it for stalking purposes.
Yeah, I was going to say, that takes out, like, that literally just removes the journey part of it.
Well, I brought this up with my comp sci sister, and she was like, this would be a super easy program to make, and I'm honestly surprised it doesn't exist already. And she started making it. So, if anyone wants to buy my business idea, let me know.
Okay. When's it going to be a thing, though?
Probably never, because I keep reminding her to work on it, and she's like, I'm too busy. But, well, and also we're trying to figure out, we were specifically trying to do it on Instagram when we were, like, starting building it. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, if you've never watched somebody code, it's insane.
I don't want to think about it.
But, it might not be legal, because it's against Instagram's terms of service to, like, scrape accounts for, data. So,
even though they're mining everything else?
Well, and even though it's public, like, I could technically find this out myself, right?
Yeah, you just have to do a lot of digging.
Yeah, but a computer program could do it in 20 minutes, where it would take me 20 days, you know? So, anyway, I think that this is a valid business idea.
Okay, okay. Okay, wait. I definitely mentioned two of my things in one little tidbit, because I also wrote down Greek mythology. I just think it would be sick. I don't know. Because I just binged Son of Zeus on Netflix. It's an American anime where Hera, the son of Zeus, it was just this whole dramatic thing, right? You just have to watch it. I'm not going to explain the whole thing. But I don't know. Just like the fantasy. I love the fantasy.
I love a vampire, like, so I'm on board.
Well, it's not vampire.
Oh, sorry.
Demigod. Like Percy Jackson, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love it.
Cool.
But since I just retold it again, I would love a teleportation device. So, like, think, like, the one that Stewie had from Family Guy.
I haven't watched Family Guy, but I understand what a teleportation device is.
Well, like, it's literally, his did time travel. I don't want time travel.
Okay.
I want just teleportation.
Yeah.
Like,
because I fucking hate flying on airplanes. Like, if I could just teleport.
That part, I mean, I was thinking, just like, sometimes I wake up at 9 and I have class at 9:15. I would love to just.
Oh, yeah. That too.
It takes me 20 minutes to get to class, so it's already, like.
When I was in school, I was chronically late to the point where my teachers just, like, knew it. And they were just like, yeah, we won't mark her late. She'll be here in 5 minutes.
She shows up. Yeah, at least you should have showed up. Yeah.
No, I always showed up. I was just chronically late. And I, like, learned to just bring them coffee, because that's the reason I was late, is because I had to stop to get coffee, and so I just brought them one, too. Basically, bribery works, people.
How did you get their coffee order?
I was a brown noser.
You were what?
A brown noser.
What does that mean?
Like a teacher's pet. Like, I would just, like, ask them.
Like, on the day you showed up to coffee, or to class with coffee, and not, like, one for them, you were like...
They were just like, bring me one next time, and I was like, okay, I bet. Okay, bet. Like.
Oh, they would say that to you?
Basically. Oh. And basically, I just bought myself being late to class every day by paying for their coffee. Yeah. And sometimes they paid me back. So I was like, this is perfect.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, my next one is the Glee version of Silver Springs. Because this is my obsession with that song. And the Glee cast versions of songs. And I just would like them both to be in one. And you know that shit would be gay, too.
Yeah, all of Glee was gay. I'm not... Yeah. Glee doesn't do anything for me.
I love Glee.
Every straight woman loves Glee.
I don't know why. I can't help it. It's, like, in my genetics.
I feel indifferent.
That's okay to be indifferent.
Because I like Silver Springs, yes. I understand why you would love to have another version of that song. But, like...
Never skip a Silver Springs cover on TikTok.
Why not just have, like, Silver Springs Stevie's version? Or, like, Silver Springs Taylor's version?
Oh my god, you just unlocked a new thing. Taylor Swift cover of Silver Springs.
Yeah, I think that'd be better than a
fucking Actually, I Glee, think that would be better.
Glee version, yeah.
Because she covered a Phil Collins song once, and it was really good. So, I need that. I've replaced. I need the Taylor Swift version.
Yeah, fuck me.
Casper's, I need the Taylor Swift version. That would go hard.
Yeah. Really glad I just came up with that. I really pulled that one out of my ass.
You did.
I needed it.
Good job.
Okay, my next one is Talking Collar for Pets.
But but like, how could it be accurate though? Or
it doesn't matter.
Okay.
I was talking about fucking Greek mythology and fucking vampires and shit earlier. Like,
okay, that's why ours are very different.
Teleportation device, like
mine, like could exist.
Well, mine are just what you want to exist in your wildest dreams. You know?
Gotcha.
Talking collar for pets.
Well, me too. I think everybody wants that to exist.
I would love to hear what that bitch Ramona has to say. You know.
I think if Gus could talk, it would just be like ball, pool.
Yeah, because dogs are fucking stupid.
No, dogs are amazing. So are cats. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Mostly just for the fact that, like, I want to know what cats have got to say, you know, specifically.
I feel like they would just be judging you. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't know if I want to know what Ramona has to think about me. She'd be like, who's this bitch?
Do you think they have the vocabulary to be able to say words like that?
I think animals think in, like, for starters, they're only in the moment. And, like, they just think in, like, desires and emotions. Like, when I'm saying, like, my dog is just, like, ball, scared, happy. Like, that's it. Like, they can't think outside of, like, the moment that they're in.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm jealous. Okay. I said, vaping sections on airplanes.
Why can't we vape on airplanes? Why can't we smoke on airplanes? I understand, actually, cigarette smoking, because then the air is, like, recycled and whatnot.
And that shit lingers, like, the smell of a cigarette. But vape just, like, dissipates. Like, it's not gonna...
But, I mean, like, have you walked into, like, a dingy dive bar where it literally smells like pink mango in the fucking bathroom?
Yeah.
Like, I think it eventually, you know...
It sticks eventually.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why it can't exist, but the reason that
like, make a bathroom with, like, a... industrial powered, you know, vent that goes out
of the airplane. Basically, I just want people to vape on an airplane.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good, or like, honestly, people should like give up the ghost about like, people don't vape in bathrooms. Everybody vapes in the bathroom.
Here's what sent me into a spiral about this, is me and Brian and MJ were just like wondering the other day, like what percentage of the American public is nicotine users. We looked up, it's 1 in 5. And I was like, that is really high. So if it's that high, it should be like, it surprises me that it isn't more socially acceptable, because that's 20% of people.
Yeah,
that's a shit ton. And then of course, if you narrow it down to like,
that's just undocumented people
that are
I mean,
admitting,
like,
to it.
Imagine how many people are lying about that.
Yeah,
you know.
So, but even let's just assume that's an accurate statistic, 1 in 5, like, that is a shit ton of people. That means on an airplane, 40 people are nicotine addicts out of the 200.
At least, yeah. At least.
And so, like, yeah, like, give us our own fucking section to be hooligans, and we won't bother you. But it...
Yeah.
And then I was like...
Public vape jails.
That's public vape jail. I want a public vape jail. Yeah. And...
Not just on planes, you know.
Everywhere.
In the airport, you know, I would love to not use the, like, family restroom.
Or the I went in the fucking...
Where did you go again?
Yeah, like a breastfeeding room.
Yeah.
A nursing room. I don't
know. Was there another person in there? Or is it like a single
No,
use?
It's literally like just... It's also, even if you aren't a smoker, you just need like a moment of peace. Well, probably don't do this if you're a man.
But I was going to say, I was like, what if I just walked into a nursing room?
Like, but they're just like these little pods that you just go in, and there's like a changing table and like hand sanitizer, and you can just sit there and like have a moment of peace, which sometimes you need in an airport. And as a woman, I don't really feel embarrassed to do that, because I could totally be pumping, like, even if I don't have a baby, so nobody's going to say anything to me. But I feel like a man without a baby, like, that's kind of embarrassing.
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, like... Along the lines of airports, right?
I'm sorry. I was in there for, like, 1 minute. There was nobody. Like, I looked around. Like, there was no mothers. I wasn't taking this room of privacy for a mother. Don't cancel me.
Well, is there multiple?
No, there's just one. Oh, it's like, outside of the bathrooms.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Why would anybody cancel you for that?
Because, like, you're taking the space from an actual nursing mother. Like, bitch, the airport was dead.
I literally would have never thought that. Yeah, it was the Frontier Gate B3 at Phoenix Sky Harbor. Or no, F3.
Something like that.
F3 at Phoenix Sky Harbor. Yeah, that gate is dead all the time. And it's just, honestly, like, those flights are filled with people our age.
Like nobody has always, a child.
It's,
yeah.
Nobody has a child on those flights. So, it's fine.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I totally interrupted you because I was afraid of cancellation.
No, you're fine. I wish there was an easier way to travel with pets. on airplanes specifically. Like, I wish that I could, like, find... I mean, of course, there's, like, the doggy airlines now, but you have to pay, like, $6,000
if you're
to, like,
a millionaire.
Ride with your, yeah. But, I mean, like, especially with my cat, like, I'm pretty sure I could just, like, stow her in, like, the personal item compartment. But that bitch, even if Ramona can read energy, I'll just say, like, she can. Like, and if anybody, flight attendant, you know, like, desk correspondent were to be like, hey, like, you're, like, cat carrier, like, it's a little bit, like, too big, like, I don't know if it's gonna fit, you might have to, like, check, like, my cat would know that this conversation was happening, and she would immediately go fucking, like, ballistic.
You have to drug her.
I'm not gonna drug her.
I would totally drug my dog if I was bringing him on a plane. Are you kidding me?
Well, Gus isn't gonna fit on the plane.
I think I should be able to buy a seat for him.
I don't think he would fit in a seat, though.
He's 100 pounds. He's the same size as me. He could fit in a seat. He would sit up on the seat and then lay his head on my lap like a good boy.
Yes, he's the same size as you, but
in a different orientation. If you put the handle up, like, he could sit there and lay his head on my lap.
I don't know if you can... Can you buy seats for your dog?
No, but you should be able to.
Maybe that's the easier way to do it, then.
That's like another thing I wish existed that I just came up with. Being able to buy seats for your dog that's fat as fuck and 100 pounds. Sorry, Gus. He's not listening.
Free healthcare?
That's a debate I don't want to get into.
Well, no, but it's a thing I wish existed. But it's only specific for us.
But not
for us. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
I just have met a lot of...
The billionaires get tax cuts. Yeah, those tax cuts could fund our free healthcare. I was like,
I've just met a lot of people, like, from other countries that have free healthcare.
It still isn't not that good.
And they don't really like it. So it's like, basically everybody has a gripe with the system that they're in. And one thing that...
You have what you don't... You want what you don't have.
And, like, one thing that I, like, not to get political, I don't think this is political, this is just for my personal life. I'm fucking afraid of the doctor and, like, anything medically related. And so the fact that I, like, have a sense of agency, like, I get to choose who I go to, like, I like that.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like, dentistry. Like, afraid of the dentist. Like, if I was in a universal healthcare system, it would just be, like, beggars can't be choosers. Like, you go wherever we send you. But... It, like, I went to one dentist that actually came recommended to me. I decided I don't really like them. I found another dentist that I'm going to try because they bring their dog. Like, it's like...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. When I was in France, I feel like I told you this, but my grandma, she dislocated her shoulder in the subway station from falling.
Okay.
And my mom... Bless her heart. I mean, like, I was out, I was touring Versailles, I was, you know, like...
Bless her heart.
I was, like, gallivanting around, you know, like... But, you know, like, my mom, she called me, and then she texted me, and she's like, hey, this happened in the subway. They had just gotten done climbing the Arc de Triomphe.
Aww.
And there's no elevators there.
Good for your grandma for doing that, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, she made it all the way up and down at the Arc, and, you know, on the way back into the subway... There's more stairs, you know, and I think it just, like, it was just a lot for her. And, you know, they were literally, like, two steps away from the platform. Because you know how, like, you know, like, the stairs are hallways that lead to the full train platform?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was two steps away from that, and, like, she fell, and, like, her hand was, like, her break.
Yeah.
But that was enough to, like, check her shoulder out of business. Yeah. And, yeah, and my mom, I mean, the French love to say, don't speak French, please speak English, but it was really surprising to me how hard it was for her to, like, find people in public that knew how to, like, speak English.
Mm-hmm.
She was, maybe because she was just so stressed out, she wasn't really paying attention, but, you know, there was a few people that were really helpful with, like, you know, like, helping her up, right?
Yeah.
Getting her onto the train.
People are always nice.
Then in the hospitals, there was a huge language barrier. But they didn't pay for anything.
Are you sure?
Nothing. Like
they're supposed to charge you if you're American.
Nothing.
Well, that's nice.
And they gave the hospital our my grandparents' like physical American address. And it's been, I mean, like, what is this now? 6 months? It's been 6 months since we've last been there. They still haven't sent anything.
Well, that's awesome, but I just remembered a horror story that I have about this.
What's that?
So I used to work for this lady, and she's told this this story publicly, so I can tell it, and I don't feel bad. But she's Norwegian, but she had moved here when she was, like, in her 20s, I think. And then her family was still living in Norway, and she had gallbladder problems, and they were like, we'll come back here because we can remove your gallbladder for free in Norway. And so she did, because I would do it too. Like, that's what makes sense.
After?
It's worse than that.
Oh, God.
So she woke up during surgery and was fully, like, it wasn't like an anesthesia awareness moment. Like, eyes were open. She woke up, like, blah, blah, blah. And basically, yes, that is totally something that could happen here. It's a malpractice. Medical malpractice 100% happens in America all the time. That's not what I'm saying. But she was, like, really upset about it, like, literally 25 years later, like, to this day, because she was like, there was no repercussions for those doctors. Whereas if that, or that hospital, whatever, if that happened here, like...
Lawsuit.
Yeah. Instantly. But she just, like, has to live with that trauma for the rest of her life. And so...
Do they not... I guess they can't give you more drugs, because that would be, like, an OD.
Well, right? I think that they did put her back to sleep, but still, can you imagine how traumatizing that would be, waking up in the middle of surgery?
Hopefully everything's, like, covered up. That would still be horrifying.
Painful.
Yeah. Well, no, but numbing agents? Like, even to, like,
Well, no, because they don't do that if you're under general anesthesia. So, I've just heard, like, a lot of stories that make me very questioning of the whole... I don't know. I think there should be a lot of accountability within healthcare that a system doesn't necessarily provide.
Neither does a commercialized system.
Yeah, you're right. They both suck. Like, we can't win.
So
just do whatever you want. Who cares?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Like, we just had, like, the best and the worst examples of both things.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I don't know.
Of the free healthcare.
Yeah, I mean, my grandma, she even got, I'm assuming, I mean, I hope I'm not, like, jinxing us right now, but, like, yeah, France hasn't sent us anything, and she got the sling, she got, you know, like,
yeah,
free pain meds, bitch, and you'd be paying, like, a shitload of money here, even for, like, prescription
grade ibuprofen, that good RX,
you know, yeah.
Gotta get that good RX.
You'd be paying a shitload for prescription strength ibuprofen here.
Yeah.
No way. And yeah, I mean, of course she, you know, went out of her own way to see her personal physical therapist and, you know, like,
yeah,
do more outside of just the universal healthcare what they did in France. But no, and like, also I would like to mention, I went to the hospital after I found out my grandma dislocated her shoulder. Don't cancel me.
Okay, no, because, well, now you're making me feel bad because Monday night when you came up, because we were, my roommates couldn't come to my birthday party, so we were celebrating my birthday that night. We went to Carlson Creek. I was getting cronk.
Yeah.
And then we found out about one of our friends that she was in the hospital. But my grandpa was also in the hospital at the same time. Or he still is, because he fell and broke his hip.
Does he live here in Arizona?
No. He lives in Colorado. And I just was like, later on after you left, I was like crashing out onto my roommate about, like, I was like, am I a terrible person? Like, because these two people that I, like, know and love are in the hospital, and I am literally sitting here getting drunk.
No, because context dependent.
Yeah.
We were on a vacation in France together.
Yeah, that's different.
I wasn't gonna be like, well, I have reservations later.
No. Yeah. I wouldn't do that either.
Like, but yeah. But for your estranged, I wouldn't say estranged, but just the grandfather you're not close with.
Yeah.
It's not like NBD. And plus also...
Also, everybody is fine now.
Plus also, the girlie that we knew in the hospital in Vegas, we weren't supposed to know that she was in the hospital.
Yeah. That was a secret. But I'm sure this won't come out for like 3 fucking months, so...
Yeah. But, oh, that sounds really weird. Like, we shouldn't have known she was in the hospital.
It was just, like, not publicly announced yet.
Yeah. Premature. But, yeah.
Yeah.
Premature, kind of scary, like, how it happened, but everyone's
okay.
Yeah.
And including my grandpa, so everything is fine. But I did feel really guilty, and then my roommate was like, do you want to pray for them? And I was like, yeah. And then we prayed for them.
Is this before or after you FaceTimed me?
It was before. Mm. I don't even remember leaving, but I remember FaceTiming.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun FaceTiming you guys. We were on FaceTime for an hour and a half.
Yeah, and then my phone died and I tried to FaceTime you back when it alived itself and you didn't answer and I was just like, all right, good night.
Yeah, because it was 2:15 in the morning and I just went to sleep. Because I tried FaceTiming you back and then
it was because my phone died. Well, but yeah. Okay.
Okay, wait, you have one more, right? Because I have one more.
I have two more.
Oh.
I'm skipping one because it's stupid.
I feel like I came up with an extra one that I didn't have on my list randomly.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Okay, I would like an exit survey from unfollowing. If you unfollow me on Instagram, you have to, like, you know how when you unsubscribe...
Why do you care so much?
I know that other people will care, too.
I don't.
That's because you're a man. Women are, like, pre-programmed with this, like social gossipy, like, need to know everything.
You clearly don't have enough gay friends.
I have two lesbian family members, but they're, like, more intense than a straight woman.
Yeah, but, like, have you ever met, like...
Okay, he cares. He definitely cares.
He does. Yeah. But, you know, like, whenever I say, like, oh, there's gay men that make me homophobic, you know, like, it's a certain...
This is being recorded, by the way.
You know what? Actually, don't cut this. Yeah, there was... Actually, maybe cut this, but, like... You know what? I'm gonna admit that I have internalized homophobia. Well, a gay person doesn't, okay? Because we're... Especially coming from a religious household, there's a lot of trauma there.
Alright.
Not to unpack right now, but anyways. Yeah, a lot of gay guys care about, like, random shit, and sometimes it's, like, so overwhelming and annoying to me that I just...
Alright, well, I care about people unfollowing me.
I mean, like, I do too, enough to have an app that tells me, you know, who unfollowed me, so that I know to unfollow them back. Because I'm just like, okay, like...
Okay, well, you know how when you, like, unsubscribe from, like, a newsletter? And they're like, well, why? And then it's, like, a list of reasons or, like, input your own.
I literally write N-A.
That's fine, but I want that for unfollowing, so at least you have to give me that. Like, bitch, I don't know you. Like, I don't care. Like, I just want to know. Like, what I do. What did I post that was so offensive to you that you unfollowed
me? You could just DM them yourself.
But it'll go into their fucking message requests because we don't follow each other anymore.
You don't think a request survey would go into their message requests?
Should I just make a Google form and send it? Like, this is my unfollow exit survey.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I could DIY it.
Why not?
Yeah. I think a lot of people would agree with me that they would like an unfollow exit survey.
Because, like, Mr. Man, he who shall not be named, like, why would you even want his survey?
Because I want to know.
They just left on the most stupid of terms. The stupid of terms being, first of all, not mentioned. Second of all, ghosted. Third of all, literally 2 weeks in. Crazy.
That doesn't
require explanation in my mind. He's just like...
You're a better person than
me. He's just like a dirty, filthy man that, like, had to... He was focused on other things, obviously. I don't know what those things are, and I don't want to know.
And need to keep car. Moving on.
Okay, my last one is food pill. Like, imagine taking one pill, and then...
I could not agree with this more. A food pill?
Yeah.
I've been on this shit.
Food pill, you swallow it, and then, like, chemistry magic happens where, like, it expands, and it has all of, like, the vitamins, nutrients, protein, plant protein, you know, legume, all the carbs that you need for the day.
You deserve a high five for this one.
Yeah, food pill.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And I, to the point where I've researched this.
Like, one food pill equals, like, one meal. To be the perfect amount of full till the next meal.
Which the food pill doesn't exist, but they do make these things called, like, meal biscuits. That's basically that, and it's just, like, this little, like, cookie thing. And it has, like, all the necessary, like, nutrients. Probably tastes like shit.
What about, like, calories, though?
But it has enough calories, too. They just, like, pack it in. I've never tried them, but I really thought about it for a while. Because I just hate worrying about eating. Like, yes, I like to have, like, a nice meal out that tastes good, like, once a day, right? But I have to worry about this shit 3 times a day. I quit.
Yeah. I mean, I do catch myself eating the same thing a lot just because it's easy to make and
I enjoy
the taste of it somewhat. But, I don't know, it would be nice. Like, especially if I wake up late for school, it would be nice just to, like,
slick one back
with coffee. I know, I didn't eat this morning on my way to school. I had a banana and a coffee.
I didn't eat until, like, 4 p.m. today.
Well, I ate when I got back from the family. I love him. But
don't listen. I'm a terrible eater. But that's why I want a food pill.
Yeah. Food pill.
Food pill. You cooked. Let's invent that.
What a great one.
I think that was... You won. That was the best one.
You won.
Okay. I have one more. Yes. And I would love to hear your thoughts on it. Okay. So it has come to my attention that nurses have like this form of... It's an app, but it's like a form of social media where they input their schedule and then they like friend all their other nurse friends so they can see what their other friends' schedules are. But it's like specifically for nurses. And I'm like, that would cook in the service industry because then you could go see each other.
I don't want people knowing my schedule though.
Well, and I was when my friend was telling me about that, I was like, well, that would be more fun for service industry people because then you can like go see each other work. But then I thought about it more and I was like,
stalking. Do you like seeing your friends at work?
Love it. Okay, sorry, I'll stop visiting you at work.
No. I'm saying, the only reason why I'm saying this is because like when you come visit me at work, it's different. You come sit at the bar.
Yeah.
And I'm able to like take my breaks of, you know, like when I would usually, you know, go in the back and vape. Like,
well, I don't care because I'm also in the service industry, so I-